You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Jesus was once called good by a man. He told the man, but you know that there's only one person who can be called good. That is God. The God we serve is forever good. The God we serve is forever good. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are called according to his good purpose. If you believe that the Lord Jesus, I'm here to tell you that the Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, created you for his good purpose and for which his thoughts or all things will work together for your good. As long as you walk with the Lord and you desire his will. Today is Favorite Thursday. We are here to pray. Taking time off our busy schedules and making time to pray in God's presence is an honorable sacrifice, and everyone who takes part will never be put to shame in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's our duty as ministers to constantly engage in the spiritual service of prayer, because to be led by the Spirit of God at every time, point in time, it means you must always be in tune. And so to take time out of your break time or your busy schedule to have a word with the Lord, it will turn out for your profit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. That's our focus scripture for today, Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. There's power in the word of God. And as you hear scriptures being spoken or you see scriptures being splashed on your screen, I'll urge you that constantly you speak out those words, speak them out for your spirit man to be affected by them, to be quickened by them, because the word of God, as scripture says, is like a two-edged sword. It is powerful, and never discount its potency or its potency. So blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Clearly, for those who are merciful towards the less privileged, the poor may not necessarily be so seriously poverty stricken, but it could be people who have less of what you have. There are people who it would take 10 years for them to save what you can earn in a day. They may not necessarily be by the roadside begging. The poor would cover those as well. But sometimes our own brothers and sisters around us may not have as much as we have. They may have serious needs for which at that very moment they would be poor concerning that specific need. It is not for us to just ignore, to turn a blind eye to them. As a matter of fact, sometimes we ignore the needs of those who are right around us. And we travel far to go and give to the less privileged or other people, neglecting the very people around us who may be in dire need. You may have 10 phones. Your brother writes with you in the same team. may not even have a phone. And yet you may travel all the way, miles away, to carry other things to go and give to someone, to a stranger whom you don't know. And we are never supposed to ignore strangers, as scripture says. But the sad thing is that sometimes there are people right close to us who have needs, things that we could be of help to, and yet we turn away from them. Sometimes they are family members. Sometimes there are people right close to us. It's as if it is easy for us to overlook them or to look above them, to look at others or focus on others when those right close to us are poor. The Lord grant us discernment, that the Holy Spirit will quicken our hearts, not to only see those afar, but even those near us. It is sad sometimes you hear even those close to people that you expect to be able to help those who are close to them. And it's sad. It's very, very, very sad. This scripture is to wake all of us up. It is to wake all of us up. So let me just give one example. If you have a driver who is close to you, his shoes have holes in them. All the time dirty. He's repeating one shirt. Many times he comes to work, he's repeating one shirt. And then yet, you're able to carry shirts and shorts and trousers and to go and give to people in the village. Please, my brother and my sister, we are not doing right. It must even start reflecting from those around us and spreading towards to those who are far. If everybody, as a matter of fact, will have good understanding of God's word, there would never be imbalance when it comes to resourcefulness. That everyone will be okay. How can there be injustices in the world where people are working, they are sweating and yet hungry? Sweating and yet being cheated, and sometimes being cheated by us, the believers, who are supposed to be the light. The Lord have mercy upon us and help us all. And that today, as we pray, the prayer would touch not only us, but everyone who is connected to us, that there will be transformation as believers in the name of Jesus. When it comes to believing, we are supposed to be the light. We have to be the example. We have to be the standard that others look up to and say that, oh, look at how the believers handle one another. That there's none who is lacking in their midst. According to scripture in the book of Acts, and the Lord added to them daily, there was none lacking in their midst. The Lord help us. And today, before we go into, or as we go into prayer, please, I want you to always reflect. What is it that you have so much around you that somebody is lacking? And somebody right next to you needs. And I pray that the Lord, through you, will be a blessing to someone this week in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our first prayer topic, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor tendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will him pay him again. Tendeth means to loan out. He said, when you give to the poor, to those who don't have, you are lending unto the Lord. You are giving a loan unto God. And a good measure pressed down, shaking together, he will cause men to give back unto you. He will pay you back. 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 They're poor. They're poor. They're poor. He will pay you back. It is sad. Sometimes we take the scripture, the less is blessed of the better. And we carry all our things to go and give to those who are blessed. So that we will be blessed. Those who are higher than us, so that we will be blessed. But look at the things that are being said here. We should not ignore them. The Lord grant us discernment, wisdom, understanding of his word. Father in heaven, teach me to see giving as tending to you. Not losing in Jesus' name. Amen. Not it being a loss, but it being a loan I'm giving to you. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, yes.
Help us, Lord, to see given not to the poor, to see given to the less privileged, Lord. As Lord, an act of granting a loan unto you, lending to you, and not it being a loss, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the understanding of that scripture be, Lord, engrafted into our hearts, and buried into our hearts, Lord. Live in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. We are praying our next prayer, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met without, it shall be measured to you again. Today is Favorite Thursday. And when we live lives of giving, be a blessing to others materially, we operate under the grace of favor, because God is constantly causing men to give back unto us as we also give. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And so we are praying that, Father in heaven, make me liberal in giving, trusting your promise of return. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer this way, every Thursday, in the name of Jesus. According to your word, Luke 6:38, Lord, when we give, Lord, you cause men, it shall be shake, pressed down, shaking together, a good measure shall men give unto our bosom, in the name of Jesus. That we would not be hoarders, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we won't hoard, but that we would give. The grace to be liberal, Lord. Not to worship material things, Lord, but to use them as tools of transforming lives, giving freely, expecting nothing in return. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. We are praying, Father in heaven, supply me with grace and resources to abound in good works. In Jesus' name, begin to lift up your voice in prayer. Every resource needed, Lord, we thank you for the provision of resources. For the provision of resources. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you, a mere sinner, unable to save myself. I pray that please have mercy upon me. I repent of all my sins. Kindly forgive me of all my sins, O Lord, and let your Holy Spirit rather come and live in my heart. Lord, to grant me the grace to live a life that is honoring and pleasing to you alone, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
So mindful, you are so mindful of me. Oh, good God, my Lord, my God, my all. You are so mindful, you are so mindful of me. For all he has done, let us sing, good God, good God.
To Christ in the service, contact us via email info@gomusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go Music. Stand out with God.